Blog Talk Radio.
Phone and even my internet has been like very quirkish for the last couple of days, but I figure whoever we're supposed to get to talk to tonight, it's going to happen anyway.
Absolutely. That's the way it works. It's just interesting how it decides to play itself out sometimes.
Absolutely. Well, one good thing happened today at the chapel where I'm the interim pastor. We had a great service, and then we had a psychic here afterwards called Celebration of Light. And a lot of people I hadn't seen in a long time showed up. That's the good thing about the retrograde.
Absolutely, yay! You see, that's the fun thing. You know, everybody talks about dreading the Mercury retrograde and its challenges that it brings. But it's also the joys that it brings us, you know, certain things like that. Things returning that you haven't seen before, what you haven't seen in a long time coming back to you. You just kind of love that when that one works.
Exactly. Well, I want to tell people a little bit about what's kind of going on cosmically. If I can get my gray cat away from my computer screen for a moment. He's missed me all day. I've been gone all day. And he's like, Mommy, I need you. I love the perfect trine we have between Pluto, retrograde in Capricorn, and Venus in Taurus. It's such a nice angle because it allows us to look at the foundation of our loving nature, who we learn to love from, and how we learn to love from that person or persons, and to, in some ways, do a foundational shift in the here and now. And I just really love the angle. But the Mercury retrograde, of course, you know, it's, you know, still in Cancer for a few days, and it's going to go back into Gemini, and I think it's going to be a little more difficult then. Right now, it's still in trine to Neptune. What do you think?
Oh, I agree. I think that we're seeing the easier part of the retrograde in the beginning because it's still in Cancer, and I really do. I as well as you, like that beautiful Pluto trine Venus that we have right now, because it really makes you look within your values and set some really strong foundations of what truly nurtures you. Now, in a couple of days when it starts to back up into Gemini, when Mercury starts to back up to Gemini, I think there is where we're going to see some interesting expressions come out from reexamining what they love.
Exactly. I couldn't agree more. You know, I keep telling people, yeah, we had this grand square, grand cross, the cardinal signs, and now we have still an active T-square. But you're not boxed in now. You're on a teeter-totter. It's a whole different energy. So even though you may be aspiring to make some changes in your life and you want to leap out into something greater, because the cardinal signs say, do your best, at least there's an open door now, because Jupiter's past the square. So I'm just thinking that a lot of people try to encourage them, you know, it's still going to take some time, but time and energy bear fruit.
Absolutely. And here again, we also have that Saturn in Scorpio, which is really tempering those transformations and changes and the timing of those transformations and changes that we're feeling in our lives. And so here again, that's one thing I like about this is that things at least are moving in a slower motion. They aren't all of a sudden coming at you at a million miles an hour. It's piece by piece. Slowly but surely we get things done. And it gives you time to reexamine it, like this Mercury retrograde, to reexamine to make sure that you've got the right choice that you want and the right decision that you want.
I think it's about reprocessing the events so that you can fine-tune the process. You know, that's how it feels to me. I mean, and that's just a psychic impression. I mean, I can't pull a particular planet and say that, but that's how it feels to me. Because Saturn, even tonight during the show, is actually the pinnacle of a yod, okay, with the Sun and Uranus.
Yes, it is.
And it's like, wow. So what have you learned? What will you teach? Out of this experience, what will you establish when Saturn goes direct the end of July? And I think that a lot of people are starting to try and back up from the moment-to-moment trauma and drama, if you will, and try and look at that big picture. And I think that that's the key.
I agree. I think looking at that big picture and pointing out what needs to be changed and allowing it to unfold in that direction instead of trying to force it in a direction.
I know. And it's so hard because we become so full of our will or so full of our heart's desire or, you know, or our motivation, whatever it might be. It's like, no, I don't want any more delays. I'm done with that.
I had a client who goes, I've been patient for long enough. I just want it to end now. And I said, well, you got another month and a half.
Yes.
I said, that's not bad comparatively to how long you've been waiting. So...
Well, there's an old saying that my husband used to say when he was here on Earth, and he says, you can't push the river, it flows by itself. It doesn't
Absolutely.
Matter how fast you try and paddle. It doesn't matter if you decide you want to move in the wrong direction and try and go upriver. Guess what? You're not going to get too far unless you work with the river.
It's a great way of doing it. Just go with the flow. Work with the river.
And, you know, the other interesting thing that I like about the chart for tonight, too, is that Saturn and Chiron and Jupiter are in a grand trine. And so, again, it's how do I get healthier emotionally, spiritually, and how can I look back at what I have created and what I have sustained and just simply be thankful. For all the help I got from the divine, other people that entered into the situation, I like that kind of water trine because it makes us realize that we are the product of our experience. And other people are the product of our experience because we are communicators about that. And how fabulous is that? What a great gift to give the world, the wisdom that you have in your own soul.
It is. And I'll say this. The other part about that that I really like, too, because, of course, I have a grand trine in water myself, so I happen to be prejudiced towards the grand trines in water.
But, yes.
One of the beautiful things that I like about it is that it brings out the tone, like the music, okay? We can change our tone, and everything else around us will change with that. And it's interesting, and I found that out throughout my life and throughout other people's lives, that if we change the tone of how we're doing something, if we change just a little bit of the direction that we're going in it, we may find a better avenue or a better direction. Even if it is sitting down and sitting back and listening to music and figuring out another way. Here again, by changing the tone or the attitude of how we're approaching the situation, we can also change the outcome. And that's what I like about that water grand trine.
Absolutely. It's a metaphysical truth. Absolutely. Wow. Well, we do have a number of people on hold. I suppose you should probably take a caller.
Okay, let's do that.
All right. Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Hi, my name is Tom, and my internet's out, so I'll have to write this down, okay?
Okay.
I wanted to know about my finances tonight.
Okay.
Are you January 27th, 1959?
Yes, I am.
Queens, New York.
Where?
Queens, New York. 11:52 a.m.
That's right.
And live in Maine now?
That's right.
Ah.
Great. We've talked to you before.
Yes, I think you have.
You've been struggling for quite some time.
Yes, I have.
You know, I give you a lot of credit because it's not easy out there right now for a lot of people.
Not.
And you're hanging in there, doing the very best you can. I give you a lot of credit for that.
And
now, what are you doing for work?
I'm in between jobs right now.
And what were you desiring to do, or what were you trying to create?
Well, right now, anything.
Now, what city in Maine are you in? Because I can't remember that part.
Holton.
Holton, okay.
So, right now, what you're doing, and I just want to clarify this, what you're doing right now is multiple things, just jobs here and there, single jobs here and there. Is that what you're doing?
I couldn't hear that. You're breaking up really bad.
Yeah, we've been having problems with her connection tonight.
I'm sorry. Can you hear me better now?
No.
No.
Make my call back in again.
All right, Jacqueline, thank you. All right, Tom, let me tell you what I'm seeing here. Have you been involved with electronics in the past?
Yes.
Because that's where your power is. That's where your power is over the next, I want to say, 5 weeks. Okay, but you don't want to go back to being a slave in that profession. Because I think that happened before. And you want to be around people that feel more like family. You want to have a feel for feeling part of maybe a small group of people that are very creative, and do love, you know, electronics, okay, and computers and things of that nature. And so that's where I see you headed. And the triumphs and blessing lines are there. Hi, Jacqueline, are you back?
I'm back. Can you hear
okay.
me better now?
Well, it's still breaking up a little bit, but it's a little bit better.
Dan just said that it's breaking up on the Internet as well.
Oh, okay. All right. Sorry. But what I was telling him was that I feel that, you know, he's been involved in electronics in the past, and this Mars and Libra transit to his 10th house with Chiron and Venus, that's where his power is. He's involved that before, and the Mercury retrograde and Saturn retrograde and Pluto retrograde, to return to that genre, but more with a family feel because of the water trines that are transversing his chart in the 6th house. So what do you think?
Well, I do feel that things are going to make a shift for you in the future here. I do agree with Fredet about the going back to something you've done before. I think it's really awesome, and I think that'll work out for you. I think that it is in the right direction. I'm looking at July. It's when I think you're going to find a more stable job. Until then, my whole question was, is until then, are you playing like odd jobs or temporary jobs or something like that?
Say that again because it's very hard to understand.
Okay. I was wondering if you were doing some kind of temporary job at this point in time.
Temporary what?
Job.
Work?
Temporary
no.
work?
No, no temporary work at all.
Okay. I think in the meantime, there is something you can do to make some money on, you know, around you. Okay, is my point while you're waiting for this next job opportunity to come up. But I think you're looking at July.
Do you see any finances coming my way soon?
Would they be finances that are coming through legacy?
Yes.
Yeah. You're looking at late September. I think you're going to run into some delays with that because Pluto, the planet of empowerment, is retrograde in your 8th house of legacies. And it's retrograde until the 20th of September. So my feeling is, although that can come through for you, you are in delay with that. So I don't want you to think that that's going to come tomorrow. I don't want to set you up for a fall here. The nice thing is Pluto is trining your moon, and because of that, that could be very helpful because you will not be forgotten. And right now you're trying to keep the faith with that because Neptune's opposing your moon, and that's great. But at the same time, you are sitting there on your worry too much, Tom. And as Jacqueline pointed out, I'd rather see you doing something temporary to keep yourself busy until that shift comes in. Do you follow me?
I follow you.
Okay. Now, is there somebody from your past that would want to rehire you?
Good question.
Because Saturn's retrograde in your sixth house of work and service. So although you don't love this person, they did pay you. They're a bit tough. But at the same time, it would give you the wiggle room to get through this small segment of time until you can get to a space where you'll be gifted from someone who wanted to gift you in your passing. So that's what I'm going to suggest, that think about the people you've worked for in the past. It maybe wasn't perfect, but you did do a good job. You got some feelings of accomplishment from working there, even though the personalities were not necessarily that compatible.
But how far in the past?
Oh, within the last year and a half.
Last year and a half.
Maybe two. Because Saturn's a slow-moving planet. Okay, and it's been in Scorpio now for a couple of years. It's going to be in there for about another year, and it's gone. But this would indicate the person's probably still there. They might be considering retirement, not that far away, but they're still there, and they probably still need the help. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that does make sense.
Okay, so I would approach that now, get through until you get into September, because in September, a lot of changes are happening at the end of July. They're going to help you. But in September, when Pluto makes that move forward, that which is ancestrally a gift to you for the blood and bones of your family or your wife's family, okay, that's when it will become a fortunate thing for you. Okay, so what do you see, Jacqueline?
I agree. You're right on the mark with everything. Inheritance and the legacy, I agree with that. I also, you know, I understand you're worrisome about the financial situation because in your natal chart, that transiting Mercury retrograde is going through your second house of personal finances. So your financial situation looks rocky at this point in time. But I don't see anything that's causing it. There's no hard aspect of the deposit for you to lose everything. So I think you're going to worry about your financial situation for the next 6 weeks more, and then when July comes in, and after that said, towards the end of July, I think you're going to start to see the shift in this. I agree with the legacy coming in the fall, and you're starting to see that that'll transform in the fall.
Well, the interesting thing, too, Tom, is that Mercury's retrograde opposing your Saturn, okay? And then Saturn is retrograde in your sixth house of work, and that's why I see Saturn as a former boss, someone that you could go back and you could renegotiate a little bit with them to give you enough to get through so you don't have those worries every day. So you've got a couple of major hits with Saturn with the retrograde energy attached to it, which is why I think you'll go back to somebody you used to work for, or they offered you an opportunity that you weren't ready to embrace at that time, but you'll take it now to get you through. You still there?
Okay. Yeah, I'm still here. I'm intently listening.
Well, keep me posted because Saturn... Jacqueline's right. I know it's hard for you to understand her. I have a headset on so I can hear a little clearer than you can. But Jupiter's moving into Leo, okay, at the end of July. It's going to go right into your fourth house, which is all about security, okay? So you're going to start to feel more secure because you're making some money in between. And you're going to be able to feel that I can wait this out. It's not a command performance. I don't have to be anxious every day, okay? Are you married?
Yes.
Okay. Because Venus is in Taurus now. It's approaching your Mars and your ascendant in your natal. Okay? And so because of that, it's very important that you and your lovely wife present a united front about this. Really talk about what you're going to do in the future. In other words, bring the dream into reality more. So when this happens, what's the first thing you want to do? You know, what do we need to do? Do we want to honor them? Do we want to pay off our debt? Do we want to create something for the future as far as making some kind of an investment? Okay, so it's time to talk about the dream, because when you give things voice, you give them power. Okay? I'm just saying.
Yes, you're right.
Yeah. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree. You're right on the mark tonight. And you do. Think positively about it, and I think that's a good alternative way of stressing out about the financial situation is by discussing it. And with your wife, of course, and here again, that might take some of that tension off as far as worrying about how the day-to-day finances are going. So it's a really good idea for us to do that.
And it could happen as soon as a week. So think about this, because Mars is about to move over your north node.
What's going to happen as soon as weeks?
You could get an opportunity from the past that will see you through.
Opportunity from the past.
Okay? Because Mars is moving across your north node in the sixth house of work and service, okay? And this person, apparently from your past, they did love the work that you did. There are some problems going on with the company, but they're still there. So that's what I'm thinking. And then go where you're called. You know, you have your own spiritual gifts to a certain degree in your chart, but because you have that Virgo moon, you know, you want to have not just a plan, but a plan and an alternative plan. And this helps you because you're going to be able to at least do something temporarily until you can get to a place we can move back into that secure place. And that probably won't be until, I want to say, late July, August. But I think that the whole thing coming together won't be until the end of September. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, you have a blessed night. We're so glad you called in tonight.
Well, you too.
And keep us posted.
I will. Thank you very much.
All right.
Both of you.
All right. God bless.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I wish you could clear up the connection, because you're saying such great things, and I can intuit it because I know you. I know it's hard for the listeners to hear. It's just it's nothing we can do about it because it's Mercury retrograde. I'm sorry, Jacqueline.
Oh, I know. I wish I could be heard better.
Yeah.
It doesn't annoy anybody.
Can you try calling back in on your cell phone and see if that's better? Or would you rather not? Okay.
You didn't know that number, so I'll call you right back.
Okay, honey. Yeah, Jacqueline always has very valuable and wonderful insights, so she's going to leave us now and kind of try to call back on her cell phone, because we're having a real connection issue with her in Ohio tonight. I don't even know what storms are going on there, because I live in Roanoke, Virginia. I had some storming here today, but it was mild, so hopefully we'll be able to get her back on the air with us, because she is also such an excellent astrologer and such a wonderful psychic. I love her dearly. She's like my soul sister, and we've shared this now for many, many years, more years than we want to think about, and done it in such a way that we've both grown and our friendship has grown, and that's an amazing thing to have between colleagues. So I'm going to go ahead and pick up the next caller, and if she can call back in on her cell, I'll pick her up. Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Good evening. How are you this evening?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. You mentioned that she was from Ohio.
Well, she's a snowbird. She lives half of the year down in Stuart, Florida, and half of the year up in Ohio with her wonderful fiance.
I'm from Ohio. This way.
Oh, are you? Oh, great.
Yeah. I know.
That's
funny.
Yeah. And what's your name?
My name is Sharon.
Have you called in before, Sharon?
It was about 3 months ago, a while ago.
Let me see if I have you on my system. I might. I'm a Cancer, so I keep things forever.
Aw, that's so cute. Do you want my birthday?
Yes.
It's September 1st, 1965.
Of 65, 11:43 p.m.
Yep.
Livonia, Michigan. I gotcha.
Yeah. I'm still asking the same
Jacqueline
question.
Right now. Hold on.
Okay, okay.
Hey, Jacqueline, are you
Hi there?
There. Oh,
I am here.
Great.
Oh,
hey,
gosh,
it's
I can hear
now?
You. Yes.
Say again?
You're so clear.
Yeah. You sound great now.
Yes.
And we have Sharon
on very
the line.
Clear.
We have Sharon on the line. She called in a couple months ago, so you might have her. I have her in my system as Sharon 3, but she's September 1st of 65.
I can't believe the difference. Oh, my God.
It's like night and day, I know.
So it's very clear. She was really breaking up.
Now she sounds fabulous, yeah.
Oh, well, it's interesting. I don't know what that's all about. I really don't. I can't find you.
Archie, September 1st of 1965. September 1 of 1965, 11:43 p.m.
Oh, hold on. Yeah, I'm having a hard time with you, Sharon. Sorry about that.
Just
it's okay.
Don't worry.
It's okay.
You're the one. You're so kind just to do this. We should work around you guys. You don't work around us. Did you hear me?
It's all about giving both ways, I think.
I know. You're right. But you know what I'm saying.
Okay. Now let's try this one more time. September 1st, what time?
1965.
And the time?
Oh, you want me? 11:43 p.m.
And the city?
Livonia, Michigan.
Now, do you still live there, Sharon?
I don't. I live in Ohio now.
And what city?
Oh, what part of Ohio?
The Cleveland area. Did I say it on broadcast?
Really?
Yeah, we already talked about you being in Ohio, Jackson, when you were gone.
Uh-huh.
How do you spell
Livonia?
Livonia.
L-I-V-O-N-I-A.
That's okay. Everybody acts. Thank you. Everybody asks that. Everyone does.
There you go. Now I have it. Okay.
Wow, your chart's stellar tonight. Oh, my goodness. What's your question, Sharon?
My dear, it's the same question I asked last time. I'm looking for employment. Do you see me landing one soon?
Okay, let me tell you something. Have you been in the medical field?
No.
Because you're looking for a large institution that's partially government-funded or regulated.
Well, I work... Wow. I've been applying... I have been... I'm in the financial industry, insurance, stuff like that, but I have been sending them to hospitals now. I'm going to the left a little bit to try, like, maybe as an administrator in some department. Something
there
I want,
go.
But I don't want to just take anything. Doesn't mean I've gotten them yet. I'm not getting responses on them because that's not my background. But anyhow, what do you see? Sorry.
Go
ahead, Jacqueline.
I'm sorry. I am going to say that I think you're headed in the right direction. Administrative worker, administrator, or something to that extent. I agree with that.
Exactly.
I was cracking up with a large institution thing because I see that government work would do well this time. Large institution. This could be even something. As a large company, like Disney would be considered a large
company. Yeah, I've always worked for big companies, but go on, yeah.
So, yeah, serves you very well to do that, and I think at this point in time, this is a great time to change out of the financial situation. I understand you've been, it's secure and safe, and with that Mars and Scorpio, you always like to go, you like things stable, you like things that don't change, you want that routine. And I understand the financial situation has served you well in the past, but it also is done and all over with as far as, you can go back into it, but you won't be satisfied there is what I'm saying. And the universe is kind of giving you this push to go in a different direction. And I think if you changed your resume around and made it look a little different than what it does and showed a little
I
bit of ambition, more
yes,
ambition into
yes.
the administrative field, and twisted it a little bit more towards that, I think you'd find a greater success. And under this Mercury retrograde, with it going back up into Gemini, reexamining that resume and taking and going over it again and making some changes could really help you out a great deal, is what I'm going to tell you.
Do you see a job coming to me?
I think a job could come to you sooner than you think, because even with the Mercury retrograde right now, you've got some nice hits as far as people communicating with you and you being able to get through. And the other thing I want to ask you, are you bilingual?
No.
That would be a benefit. Do you know how to program and work with computer language?
Kind of, but that's not a lot, no.
So I have a feeling you're going to go through a period of intense training if you get the job that you're thinking of. And that's okay, because they will train you to do it, and it's going to give you another skill. When you redo your resume, be very honest. Say what the extent of your knowledge is, and say that you're very willing to be trained, you know, for their software, their technology, how they're doing their communication, how they're delivering their reports, all the stuff that has to go on from an administrative viewpoint, because I think that that's going to get you in the door.
Do you see a job coming on the next month or so, next couple of months? Oh, my gosh.
Well, I have to tell you,
I've been looking
your
for
Mars
5 months.
Is Scorpio, as Jacqueline mentioned, and Mars has been in Libra forever. It retrograded in there. It's still there. It's going to conjoin with your Venus over the next week. So you could end up talking to a woman about a position over the next week. Now, Mars doesn't go into Scorpio until the end of July. But when it does, it's going to be a direct hit with you within a week and a half. So I have a feeling that if you interview, you apply, you interview the second time, it's going to fall into place right on time.
Well, you know, it's funny because this week I'm waiting to get an answer for somebody by Tuesday. I don't think he wants to pay me as much as he did, but I know he was interested. That's one. And I had an interview with an old company I worked with 15 years ago to rehire me.
Perfect, because that's half a cycle of Saturn. And Saturn right now is retrograde in your sixth house of work. That's perfect. You intuited that because of your own Scorpio stuff. Oh, yeah.
Do you feel I have
you're
a chance
right
of getting this job at my old job? And then I'll...
I do. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I do. I can... The reason why I'm hesitant, again, is because I think you're going back into something old and from the past. Okay, so I don't think you'll be as happy there, but do I think there's going to be an opportunity there? Yes, absolutely. Aphrodite explained already explained the planetary aspects that are complementary towards that. And so, yeah, I can see you readdressing an old one from the past, but I caution you again about, you know, I know that you're going back for security and safety. So even if you do take it, I would still think in a larger picture still. I'm sorry, I have to be honest with you. Some people don't like it.
No, they're both good.
Yeah.
I've waited this long. Do you think I'm going to get upset? What? Go on.
I understand your worry. I understand your stress and your overanalyzation that you do. Okay. I think you're being, you know, I talked about patience, and I talked about temperance, and I talked about how Saturn is retrograde and things down. And I think that, you know, you have some great choices coming up, and you don't have to you don't have to settle with the first thing that comes up. Okay? So what I'm saying is that even though you may take that one, keep looking further, because I think there's another opportunity that may be presented that may be better for you. So
I think you're thinking more positive, and you're going to do what you need to do to survive. I totally agree with Jacqueline. She's so awesome. And like I said, you already kind of have a handle on that. You really called us tonight for confirmation more than enlightenment, didn't you?
I just didn't know. I have no idea where these two jobs
are
going to do.
You're very psychic, because, you know, you're creating a plan A and a plan B. And that's a very wise choice, because you have a plan A where you may be able to go back there. You won't be making the money you want, but it's going to give you the security where when you look into something new.
That would be good money. The one that wouldn't be is the other job that's right by my house. That one, the one to go back to my old one would be great money. Oh, there wouldn't be a question
there.
Oh,
really?
That would be really, really good money. The one that wouldn't be as much would be the one that's right by my house. It's a man. He hasn't made his decision yet. He'll have a decision by this Tuesday, definitely. Now, that would be something I would take, and I would still look for something else. even if he didn't pay
me
as much.
That's my suggestion to you. That's my suggestion.
It's 5 minutes
right
away.
There.
I know. The other one is a little longer drive, but it'd be really good money, but a lot of stress. I know.
And that's the one.
You can't.
And here again, I would still continue to look. Even though it would be, you know, high stress position, it would give you the stability and security that you're looking for at this time, because you don't do well without that stability and security. You know,
I don't. Oh.
You flop around a lot and you worry a lot, way too much. That's where you have to learn how to have a lot more faith.
I know.
Sorry.
But the good thing
is,
you don't see,
it will take care of you.
The good thing is you don't see any financial problems, do you? I got through it, didn't I? You would have
no.
Saw it in my chart.
You're fine.
Thank God.
You have Jupiter and Cancer in your second house, transiting through your second house of your natal chart. There are no financial worries at this point in time. You know,
I'm scraping, but I'm making it. I know.
Yeah,
I wouldn't worry about it.
You know what's really great about Tuesday, Sharon? The
what's
moon
that,
is
sweetie?
In Scorpio. The moon is in Scorpio conjoining Saturn. That's your meeting with the man.
I know. I just got
yeah.
it. I know. He's bargaining. I went to a recruiter, and she's more mad. She's so mad because she gets paid on it. She's like, would you make a decision? He does want me. He just doesn't want to pay me as much. That's the bottom line. I know that's what it is. So I know he's sleeping on it this weekend. And you're right, that would be the smartest move for me because it's 5 minutes from my house, and it's a financial planning office. But at least I could stay, you know what I mean? Yeah, you know?
Wow. Well, keep us posted. Let us know how it all works out. We really want to know,
will.
Okay?
Right. Thank you so much. I know the job is coming. Have a nice evening, okay, both of you.
All right,
thank
God bless you.
You.
All right.
God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
I just love all those trines and blessing lines all over her chart.
Oh,
I'm like,
yeah.
That is so awesome to me that I'm like, oh.
You know, there's a saving grace there. You know, even though things are colorful, that they're going to turn out good. You know,
exactly.
That's the good part about it.
I couldn't have said that better. Colorful. I love that. You ready for the next one?
Oh, okay. Let's do it.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station.
Hi, this is Deanna. I'm so happy that Jackie called back.
Deanna.
This is so great.
I know.
Oh.
All this Mercury retrograde is whacking our communications.
Oh, wow. You know, it's interesting how that Mercury retrograde hits the communication line so quickly. Because normally my cell phone doesn't work as well as my house phone does. So it just flipped it now, and now my cell phone works great, and my house phone doesn't. So,
oh God, thank you.
I
couldn't get a word you were saying all along, and there's no chat room to let you know either. So, thank you for being persistent and hopeful, which is what I should do.
We tried even before we signed on a couple of times to try and get her more clear, even to me, and I have a headset on and all that. So I didn't know if there were storms in there, because I haven't checked the weather, like, in Ohio or anything, so I had no clue.
I thought it was raining.
Yeah, we are having
working
storms
well.
Up here, by the way.
Oh, are you? Okay.
Yeah, we got them in Florida, too. It's all over.
Oh, wow, last night, on my security cameras in Florida last night, I watched an amazing storm come through Stewart. Just wild with the lightning. Just wild.
It's gray.
No,
gray
people
and
don't
thundery.
Get to see that because they're not looking, you know, you're inside your house. But to view it, you know, like away from your house and watch the lightning occur away from your house, it's really interesting. It's funny.
It's a hot day in Florida, by the way, in the 90s and really humid. So
ooh.
Welcome, Ohio.
I don't miss it. I don't miss it at all.
No, and without air conditioning, even worse. But thank God there is a bathtub with cold water, and that's a good way to jump in and cool off.
Yes,
ladies,
it is.
I wonder what I can ask you, because I'm still holding on, hanging on by just, you know, the what do you call them, off my finger, the what do you call it, the pads of my finger, or whatever they are. But I was wondering how my Jupiter is, how my Saturn is, what is coming on this week. It's been a really rough week. and I look forward to the end of July.
I hear you.
I bet you would. You know, Deanna, what I am going to say is that, you know, it's a matter of, you know, peace. I said earlier, I talked about the grand trine in water and how sometimes we have to just change a tone, okay? And
I wrote that down. That's great. Yes.
And he, with you, I think that's part of what it is. I mean, you're going through a really tough time. And, you know, you've got to walk through it foot by foot. And like I just said before, in full living color, okay, because you're not, you know, your life is really colorful at this point in time. Not that it always is, but at this point in time with what's going on in your life, things are really coming at you in many different ways, okay?
Oh, yeah.
And you kind of go through it with the faith and the harmony going, okay, well, I just got to put one foot in front of the other, and whatever happens, happens, okay? But I just got to stay within my truth and just keep plunging along. Because what happens with you at this time is that your success is going to lie through these sudden, slight changes, okay? You're going to be plunging along and won't see it, and then all of a sudden something will shift. And, you know, it's going through these cycles. And, again, here, you're looking at that end of July to where you really get the relief that you're looking for, okay? So you have this time period where you just got to kind of laugh at some of the things that are happening and not put so much heart or so much energy into it, kind of go, okay, well, I just got to deal with this, too, you know? I just, you know, and like a list of things to do, you just got to walk through each one.
I have a hard time expressing myself on paper in the most important letter I'm supposed to write. And I keep putting it off and putting it off because I don't feel that I will be successful in putting across all the truth and, you know, the righteousness of what I am, you know, claiming. And I just need to find more faith that they will listen, and therefore I will write it. Any suggestions as to a mantra or something to tell myself to go ahead and do it, because I really need to do it now?
Let me tell you what I think. I think your trepidation about writing this right now with the Mercury retrograde is an emotional issue. It might not really be reality, okay? Mercury is retrograde in Cancer. That's about your insecurities because everything that you've been going through. But it's also opposing your Venus, your planet of love. You love your home. You love your life there.
Oh, yeah.
You want to sustain that.
Yeah.
And Uranus right now, which is the planet of reversals and sudden change, is right on top of your north node in the ninth house of God watching over you. God can reverse anything. God can change anything. And it's opposing your natal Neptune in Libra, too. So it's saying, be at peace, my child. I hear your prayers. I know who you are. Tough through.
Oh, thank you. And any mantras that you suggest I tell myself sort of repetitively so that I can, you know, overcome this huge obstacle? God will.
Well, I think you have to find. I think you have to have the faith, and I think that's what Aphrodite is talking about too. Is finding the faith. It's look at it as, is this the right thing for me to do?
Yes.
Okay. The letter is. Yes. So you answer it yes. So I must do this because it is the right thing for me to do. Okay.
Yes.
And it's more of I've just got to do it. Don't put so much heart into it. You know, again here, it's a process of, okay, I just got to do it because this is the right thing no matter what happens, no matter how it comes across, no matter who does what. I have to state these facts and get them out, okay?
Better or for worse, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, as we're talking and doing this reading tonight, Deanna, my little gray cat that has a white star on his chest and a white star on his crotch, he's up here and he's giving me all kinds of cuddles. And I know he's a very sweet little gentleman, and he tells me, be comforted. allow yourself to be comforted that knowing that there's certain things you can't control, there's certain truths you must express, but in the end, God will always see to the best for you.
Well, thank you. You know, I feed about 9 or 11 or 12 because more were born cats downstairs. And even when I had no money, I always somehow found a few dollars. And they haven't missed a meal even a day, you know.
Oh, that's great.
I just love them.
Wow.
Love them. And I keep watching them on Facebook, all these cats. I just saw one. They're just so magical, so intuitive.
You have Leo rising in your Miami charts, so that's why you love the cats. They're a power for you because they give you comfort, they give you respect, they appreciate what you give to them. They're such wonderful little creatures.
Wonderful, just so wonderful and so understanding. They fear everyone except for me. And, of course, they're right. They're right because there's some people that are not very trustworthy.
Oh, I get that, yeah.
Please hug your cat for me, Aphrodite. Please do.
I will.
Send them my love.
They're all free rescues, and they're all living a great life now.
Well, bless you, and thank you. I want to keep on listening, and thank you for talking to me today.
Okay, I'll just put you on hold, honey, then. Okay, great.
God bless you both.
We love you. Keep us posted. Okay.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. She's so awesome. You know, talk about perseverance. You know, my sermon today at the chapel was about steadfast love and wisdom. And she is the perfect example of that. She's trying to pull that all together in a very unique and difficult way. I give her a lot of credit and admiration, I want to say.
There are some people that it is challenging to the core at this point in time with these transits that we're having. And I have been so impressed with how they have risen to the challenges. You know, really that's the greatest thing is that they haven't let it succumb to the challenge of it. They keep fighting and they keep getting it out there and they keep going in that direction, even though it may be extremely challenging. And I have a very good friend who's going through some great challenges like Deanna. And, wow, you know, I just go, you guys are great. Keep it up.
Yes. So you're ready for the next one?
Okay.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Oh, hello. I'm glad I got through. My name is Ellen, and I spoke with you a couple of months ago, so you may still have my birth information. This is Ellen in New York. The birth date is
Brooklyn, New York, 526.
That's it.
56, 3:30 p.m., Brooklyn.
That's it.
And where are you now?
The Bronx.
Oh, so you're right around the corner.
Right.
Right next door.
Yes.
So what special question did you have for us tonight?
Career changes. Do you see any coming up or any opportunities for career changes?
What do you want to do?
Actually, I'm right here redoing my resume and cover letter to try and get clearer on it because my past one wasn't working. So I'm not 100% sure. Maybe the chart that you pull up might be able to give me some insight where I would have the best luck in moving forward.
Well, you know, I talk about this to people who have charts like yours that don't have a lot in their sixth and their tenth house, okay? And, of course, they're ruled by water. And here again, you have to have a passion for what you do.
Yeah.
Work is a way of life. It's not just a job. You're not the 8-to-5 kind of girl. You have to really have a home in your work to where it's a lifestyle. That's the reason why I asked that question of, you know, what are you looking for? Do you want to do when you grow up? That type of thing. You're a great negotiator. You you can do, and that's the point, is that you can do a lot of things. You appeal to a lot of people. And so there's, again here, there's so many different things that you can do.
Okay, well, I'll give you like some broad view. I have been working in the area of social justice. And I would like to move into the area of, and I just would like to be able to use different skills. So I guess I would like to be able to work somehow in the area of environment or sustainability or the creation of an alternative economy. So if that makes any sense to you, do you see anything like that that might be favorable in the chart?
I feel leadership and travel. Okay. Have you traveled in your previous occupations?
No, and actually that has bothered me. I feel too desk-bound.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel leadership
Absolutely.
And travel. I think Absolutely. You do have to be in a control position. You're going through your Saturn return this next year. And also Jupiter is moving into Leo in your 10th house of your career. Right now it's in Kansas, so there's still that insecurity there. But once it goes into Leo, you're going to roar like a lion and purr like a kitten, honey. You've got to be ready to get up there and do presentations. You're a born communicator, and you don't need to be invisible anymore. You're done with that. I'm sorry.
Yes.
You want to be center stage.
I've been behind the scenes for the last couple of years, and I've learned a lot. And I would like to be out front a little bit more. But tell me about the Jupiter in Leo, when that happens, and what exactly that means in terms of career change.
Go Uh-oh. Ahead, Jackson. You can take this fall and run with it.
Yeah, okay. Jupiter is like your guardian angel. Jupiter brings expansion and growth. It brings benefits, and it does it in a very bold way, okay? And it's been transiting in Cancer. This is one of the reasons why I love your idea, okay? With your Mars in Aquarius, it's just a great idea. Because what's going to happen when Jupiter transits into that Leo, which is still going to be in your 10th house of your career, again, I talked about the lifestyle. It has to be a part of it. And I so think it's awesome that you would travel in doing it. And I think this is a great time to really rethink your resume as well as what direction you're going to get yourself out there. Because right now, you've got such great benefits. When it goes into Leo, you're going to be bold. Leo's a fire sign. Leo's the lion that roars and speaks out. But they're also come across so gentle. You know, because if you know when a lion is confident, it sits there and it just looks over everything and says, "I know what's going on." Okay, so you'll come across with great benefits as far as being out there in the public. I love your Libra rising because everybody loves a Libra rising. There's not a person who doesn't love a Libra rising person. It's just a natural ability that they have of being such a diplomat with everybody else. And so I think this is an awesome thing for you to get out there, get in the public, and really get a lifestyle and a profession that you really want to do, especially when it comes to the public and the masses like that, and changing a product for the masses for the better. I think you can really do it.
And when does Jupiter move into Leo?
The 20th of July. And what it does then, because Leo rules the heart, you have to follow your heart's desire for the best result.
Absolutely.
Yep. And it's going to pass over Uranus first in your chart, because your Uranus is a critical degree. It's right on my sun sign, by the way. It's at 29 degrees of Cancer.
Oh.
And so Jupiter's going to pass over Uranus, which is the planet of epiphanies. And it's going to go right into Leo. So you're going to say, aha, I have it.
This is what I got to do. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
And that makes a world of difference.
Oh, no, as you can see, I kind of spoke in generalities as to what I want to do. It would be nice to be able to find exactly where I fit into that world and those missions.
I think this is a great time under this Mercury retrograde to start doing that, to start doing some research, start looking into it. Look at that bigger picture, because I think your idea, your generalized idea, is right on track. I think you just need to tone it down into practicalities, and that I think you can find out from information. I think you can look, you know, keep looking around and seeing what would work for you in that, and really just, you know, get it down more specifically during this Mercury retrograde.
Yes.
You know, Ellen, you don't have much Earth in your chart at all.
Yeah.
And because of that, because you don't have much Earth in your chart, you have to realize you're not as earthbound and limited as most people. If you have a vision, you can create it pretty easily.
Oh, I thought that meant I was not as practical as most people.
No, no.
Well, you are as
practical,
but that's a good thing.
You don't have to be practical. Because what you're doing is you're living a vision. See, when you're living vision and you have that desire, I have no Earth in my chart either, okay? And so people say, how can you get all this stuff done, Aphrodite? And I said, well, thank God I was raised by a Taurus and a Virgo, but I don't know. Mm-hmm. I feel the inspiration, and I just do it. I just do it.
Okay.
There's plenty of fire in your chart, and your Mercury and your Sun are both in Gemini in your 8th house. You have the ability to channel, okay? And what you're trying to channel is something that is beyond this Earth for the world at large. And a lot of what makes things work is philosophy, intention, okay, and wanting to really be spiritual. You have all those things. Those things are in you.
Thank you for the pep talk. I often hear those things as being, I'm being impractical, and now it's instead, if you recast it as having vision and so forth, it's an entirely different way of looking at it.
Exactly.
You're not earthbound.
People
you're not
that have,
the normal society. So,
people that have a lot of Earth, they have a lot of reasons why not. You see reasons why, too. Why to do. You're unstoppable with this chart. You're unstoppable. If you can vision it, you're fine.
I'm going to start visioning right thing. And I just want to say one last thing about Mercury retrograde. Yesterday we had a high school reunion, and I thought that was a perfect way to start the Mercury retrograde. And I don't. And the person who said it, I'm sure, didn't know anything about astrology.
You got to love that, how it just naturally happens. You know, it's amazing how many times I've seen that, to where people have set things in motion that have absolutely no astrological affiliation or association, and here they're naturally putting it out there just at the right timing that it should be, and I just go, oh, you know, it just verifies that all we're doing is the same thing that the universe is doing. I mean, when you're in tune with the universe, you're going to flow and follow those patterns naturally, and, you know, we all have our attitude at points and times, and, you know, it's just centering yourself back in and going with the flow in the direction it's pointing you to. Just like with you, it's pointing you in this direction. You just got to believe it. You just got to go, no, I'm not the norm of society. I don't have to do it in the practical way. I just got to be me and do it this way, and it will work. You'll win. Power.
The Mercury retrograde is retrograde in your 9th house of higher education and all that, but it's in Cancer. It's going to be backing up into Gemini in a few days. So because what happens here, it depends on where you were at emotionally when you originally were around these people. That's how it's going to feel. It's going to bring up stuff from the past. It's going to put you into another space. It's going to make you realize your progress and maybe how you need to make some changes in your life. And these are all good things. It doesn't necessarily mean it's just going to be a laughing, wonderful, good time. It can still be good.
Oh,
but in a different way, about wisdom and about, you know, repositioning yourself, about your goals for the future. And maybe that's what the reunion was supposed to teach you.
It was a wonderful reunion, and I think I'm still figuring out everything it taught me. And I think you're right on target on what you said. I really do.
Well, we're so glad you called in tonight.
So am I. Thank you so much.
Well, you have a blessed night.
Good luck.
Bye-bye. This has been the Illumination Station. Jacqueline, how can they reach you?
They can call me at 772-286-2720. And you, Alfreda?
Call me at 540-400-0110. It's been a great night. Thank you so much for calling in and allowing us to serve you and use our beautiful gifts for you.
Have a good night.
Have a good night. God bless.